Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hope your weekend's going great. Lots of sunshine. Feels like summer. I just can't believe it's already mid-July. Ann Sayers, the travel secretary, has some great ideas for retro-feeling places to visit in our state. Julia Fellow and I discussed it with Ann earlier this week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Retro road trips. I love this. Is this kind of like going back in time?
It is. We're putting the great in the Great American Road Trip for you this summer.
And there's retro charm that meets Swiss culture in New Glarus, Ann.
Yes, so you got to make New Glarus your next road trip destination because they have a throwback vibe. It's happening at the Blanc Chalet. New owners started fully renovating this motel in 2023, and the motel's Swiss-inspired exterior fits in lovely for a town that's dubbed America's Little Switzerland in New Glarus. The renovated guest rooms are a mix of modernity and vintage-inspired design. They're outfitted with stylish furniture, plush beds, and comforts like soaker tubs. Nice. And a variety of layouts offer options for travel parties of all sizes. Make a reservation at the newest restaurant impressing visitors to New Glarus. It's called the Cantor Inn. It's fine dining restaurants inside a Queen Anne Victorian home. It was started by a husband and wife duo who are veterans in the hospitality industry, and their menu takes advantage of fresh local produce all over Greene County and weaves in the area's Swiss heritage for meals that are truly unforgettable.
It's amazing stuff, Ann. If you're into thrifting, golf, maybe a throwback stay, Green Lake County's got the place.
Yeah, so Acorn Ridge Motel, this is in Princeton, was originally built in the 1960s. It's well-maintained through its long history of hospitality. Today, a recent renovation retains those retro vibes while adding some modern comforts. You're going to appreciate mid-century details like pastel tiles and wood paneling. Be sure to grab a drink at Tim's Hardware Store Bar. It's recently opened. It's an on-site tavern. It's going to make you feel like you stepped into your grandpa's basement bar. Can't you just feel it
already?
That's
fun.
I know, I love it. Mm-hmm. And you can seek out more vintage treasures with a visit to the famous Princeton Flea Market. The market is the largest outdoor flea market in central Wisconsin. It runs every Saturday through October 10th. You can browse vendors whose stock is constantly changing and find that retro find just for you. And then for golfers, if you're there, you have to look into getting a tee time at one of the country's best golf courses. Lawsonia is minutes from the Acorn Ridge Motel. You can choose from two exceptional 18-hole golf courses, including the Lynx, which Golf Digest actually has named among its top 100 public courses in the entire country.
Wow, and there's musical happenings at a motel in Door County, Ann.
This one is so cool. You have to check it out. So you can set the soundtrack to your next road trip by staying at the Holiday Music Motel. The motel has been an establishment in Sturgeon Bay since 1952. And in recent decades, the motel hosted hundreds of musicians, songwriters, sound engineers, and other creatives to produce and record music at the motel. So now the Holiday Music Motel operates its own radio station that exclusively broadcasts music that was created within its walls. I mean, have you ever heard of anything like this?
That's cool.
It's so cool. And the guest rooms preserve vintage details like the original bathroom tiling, Simmons metal furniture. It's just a trip to the past. And of course, if you're in Sturgeon Bay, you're going to want to check out their bustling downtown for a variety of shops, restaurants, activities. One place to check out is the Blue Front Cafe. It's delicious, healthy breakfast and lunch options. And then definitely soak in some local history at the Door County Maritime Museum. They have some really neat, highly interactive exhibits, the sounds of the working waterfront. You're just going to feel very immersed in the area's rich maritime history.
Julia's looking for a side hustle, and she's going to head up to the Holiday Music Motel and see if they have openings at that radio station.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, I love going up to Door County. Any reason to
yes,
do it.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
John, we could be on the road and that we could be doing radio from there.
On the road, on the radio there.
Do it. Do it.
Ann.
It's so retro.
Ann could
cool.
join us. Ann could join
love
us.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
yeah,
Ann.
You had me at Door County.
Which of these do you have in your home, speaking of music, right now? Do you have cassette tapes? Do you have CDs? Do you have vinyl?
Yes.
I recently found a box of cassette tapes and we realized I don't have a way to play them.
They're so hard to let go of. They meant so much in the moment, in the day.
I agree. That's kind of my era, like cassette tapes from the 80s.
Do you have VHS tapes still?
Yes, I do.
Me too.
Yeah.
How about your resume tape? Was yours on a VHS tape, John?
Oh, my first resume tapes were on a VHS tape. Yeah.
Mine was CDs.
Yeah. Yep. Then it went to CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You find any excuse to make sure everybody knows you're younger than me. I see what you just did there. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. This is such a fun topic. And for more information, go to travelwisconsin.com. Thank you. Have a good rest of the week.
Same to you. Thanks.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Ann Sayers has the coolest job. I mean, she literally gets paid to travel the state and find cool stuff and then tell us about it. Every Wednesday on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, you can hear Ann Sayers. For more information on the show, check it out. It's WTMJ.com. I'm John Merck here. That's it for this week, but we're back again next week with a new edition of Experience Wisconsin. Have a great weekend.